Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. People from various faiths congregated at San Jacinto Plaza Tuesday night for the same reason, ending the Trump administration's efforts to detain and deport immigrants from across the country. They held signs, listened to speeches, and marched through downtown streets. Ruben Garcia is executive director of Annunciation House and was one of those speakers.
When God sends our brothers and sisters to our doors, remember, one of these days we're going to open that door, and the people at that door are going to look an awful lot like Mary, Joseph, and Jesus.
Garcia and other speakers encouraged those in attendance to vote for change this coming general election. They said voting can change U.S. policy and help usher in a more pro-immigrant sentiment throughout the country. And the El Paso City Council will discuss a possible resolution calling on the state delegation to have the border highway renamed. For now, it will still be called the Cesar E. Chavez Border Highway. City Council Representative Josh Acevedo has proposed holding 3 community listening sessions to have the highway's name changed, which will be directed by the city's manager and attorney. The proposal would have the meetings held at the Mexican-American Cultural Center, the Hilos de Plata Senior Center, and Chamizal Community Center. In other news, Republican congressional nominee Brandon Herrera is pushing back against the proposed federal border wall in the Big Bend region. TPR's Maria Navarro has more.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection shared plans last month for border security upgrades across the area that could include barriers in Big Bend National Park. Herrera is the Republican nominee for the state's 23rd congressional district, which stretches from San Antonio to El Paso along 800 miles of the Texas-Mexico border. Herrera says many people have voiced concerns about the plans. He says he met with White House leaders about an alternative solution that would rely on advanced technologies without having negative impacts on the environment or wildlife. Federal border officials said Monday that Big Bend Ranch State Park may be spared from a physical border wall. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
Medical schools across Texas are getting a cash infusion of $5 million to invest in forensic psychiatry programs. Houston Public Media's Alexandra Hart says the grants are aimed at boosting mental health access in the state.
Governor Greg Abbott says 9 Texas schools will get more than $500,000 each in grant funding. It's part of the Forensic Psychiatry Fellowship Program through the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, which aims to expand programs to train medical professionals in forensic psychiatry. In a press release, Abbott's office said the grants help expand, quote, access to critical mental health services for individuals involved in legal proceedings and those requiring forensic evaluation and treatment, end quote. Forensic psychiatrists are often used in criminal and civil court cases, such as determining competency to stand trial. I'm Alexandra Hart in Houston.
And a new study examines why some people get much more value out of using artificial intelligence than others. TPR's Jerry Clayton reports on the study by UT Austin McComb School of Business and Accounting from KPMG.
The researchers analyzed how people actually use AI in practice and found that high-impact users in the study produced better and more efficient work by using AI as a collaborator rather than a search engine. UT Austin Assistant Professor Zach Kovaleski worked on the study.
You want to be very clear about what you're asking for and what it's going to look like when you get it.
The study found that the so-called high-impact users provided clearer context and specific goals to achieve results. The biggest gains from AI were found in those who used AI in their daily workflows and not just occasionally. The researchers spent 8 months studying 1.4 million real workplace interactions with artificial intelligence. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.